One more time, I would like to remind you that if you don't want to take the dark, spooky way out of here, it would be well advised of you to go up the hill to the area where they have the information booth there, sort of in the pavilion area, and there'll be trams that will take you guaranteed to your car or to either one of the gates if you like. Tramps, yes. No wheels here, just tramps. We'll meet you up at the top of the hill. There's one very special person who is also missing, and that's our dear cousin Thelma. I can remember she did come up today, and we saw her for a bit. Ed Hoovler, who's been so good and been going to see her at least 3-4 nights a week, and he tells us stories about them sitting and reading books together, and he said, "You never appreciate the written word until you really sit down and hear it said out loud." And Cousin Thelma is no slouch at that herself. When we were there about a month ago, she can recite the whole of The Highwayman. And she said she'd polish it up for us for our next visit. On that point, it would be a real fine thing that those of you that knew Thelma and that cared about her still expressed that to her, whether it's by mail that Ed could read to her or by just making an appointment there at the home to come and see her, even if it's just for a few minutes. Because she sure gave us an awful lot for an awful lot of years, and I think that we need to not forget that. The next gentleman that's coming out needs no introduction. We've all learned to love him and really respect what he does. He can keep us fascinated constantly with his 5 and 10 syllable words. His name is Gamble Rogers. How about welcoming Gamble?
I want to meet that person. It's always an honor for me to play with Landon Walker, and how about giving him a welcome? A cabaret on the highway, you know the time is 10 till 2. A little waitress at my table, a pretty waitress at my table. She say, "What can I do for you?" "Oh, baby, you know I'm so lonely and my mind is ill at ease. I need a woman to love me. But if you cannot love me, then Jack Daniels, if you please. Whiskey and water, whoa, whiskey and water. Here's to fear and pain. Sorrow, Jack Daniels, if you please." Shaking when we came along down in the county of Ocklawaha. In fact, I do not believe that me and my boy cousins would have made it through had it not have been for the Sky Lake Campfire Girls. About once every third Saturday, we would hear the sylvan, tender, sweet birdsong twitterings of the Sky Lake Campfire Girls. Steaming down the valley, stuffed into that steak body truck, just a shimmering rainbow panoply of prepubescent pulchritude. Singing those wonderful old Campfire Girl songs like I wish I was a fishy in the sea. I'd swimmy and I'd scooty without no bathing suity. Oh, I wish I was a fishy. And I come before you tonight mortally embarrassed to admit that these half-baked sophomoric sentiments absolutely drove us wild. For we were just young pups, growing boys, not a one amongst us ever having made an earth connection of any description. But we had to a one simultaneously transcended that threshold of humanly awareness wherein we were bedeviled by that all-pervasive, intransigent, overwhelming escalation of the sap of desire. Which is perfectly normal, and I might say involuntary, but palpable. And besides, it's confusing to go through puberty. Probably people here right now going through puberty. Don't you remember how confusing it was to go through puberty? Going through puberty is like the first time you ever held a boa constrictor. In a situation like that, you don't know whether you're holding the snake or the snake's holding you. But you flat know something's got you. And we figured if we could spy on these campfire girls, we might find out what it was had hold of us. They always roasted marshmallows and weenies down by my granddaddy's spring. Us boys would flit out of the house and ghost from tree to tree and hit the dirt an inch along in the manner of amorous angleworms. We would attain the high ground, spread that ultimate spray of verdure, and look down upon that smorgasbord of sensuality. And it was there, lying in intimate communion with Mother Earth, that I sustained my first great revelation regarding the bees and the flowers. Simply this, that I was lying ankle to Adam's apple in poison ivy. And I ain't never been able to look at a campfire girl since without scratching. I want her for my wife. She's pretty and sweet and neat little feet, never been kissed in her life. I ask her for a kiss, she says, oh, what a bug. And every time she vows and declares she'll never do so anymore. Gonna be a better girl and never kiss again. Afraid my mom might find it out and cause her great pain. Well, you may walk and talk and hold my hand, but kissing is a crime. I'll not kiss you anymore until next time. Kissing is a crime. I'll not kiss you anymore until next time. Once I lived the life of a millionaire, I was spending my money, I didn't care. I was taking my friends out for a mighty fine time, buying high-priced liquor, champagne and wine. Then I began to fall so low, I had no friends, nowhere to go. If I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till the eagle grins. You don't know, nobody knows you when you're down and out. In my pocket there ain't one penny, and my friends I haven't any. If I ever get up on feet again, everybody wanna be my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. No gal can use you when you're down and out. Mr. Lambton Walk. Nothing too exciting ever happened around the Terminal Tavern except when Penrod came in. Now this Penrod was a local, devout, deeply committed, totally involved, commode-hugging drunk. He dealt mainly in small change. He would dynamite catfish in copious commercial quantities in the Little Oconallahatchee River and sell them in bulk to brother-in-law's restaurant for scallops. Oh, I can see him now just punching those delicacies out with a copper tube. But he was chiefly celebrated among the populace of our community for having imported into our thankful midst a young woman of sporting morality, an inconscionable aesthete by the name of Elfrida, who had been drummed out of high-rolling society in Phoenix City, Alabama. After her health card had been punched so many times, it disappeared into thin air. And this Elfrida considered herself an interpretress of the modern dance. And lo, whenever the dulcet and mellifluous tones of Miss Peggy Lee were heard to resonate upon the Wurlitzer singing that grand old American standard, Fever, Elfrida would lose herself in an engaging series of peregrinations, pirouettes, and bumps and grinds,
calculated to leave even the most casual of observers fraught with horn. On this particular night, Penrod and Elfrida and a randy retinue of rednecks came stomping into the Terminal Tavern. All the local good old boys bellied up to the bar, snapping the galluses on their big dads. Their left hands upraised in that fervid type of monodigital articulation which bespeaks an argument in progress about the relative merits of post-hole digging attachments for John Deere as opposed to Massey Ferguson tractors. They turned about and beheld the entrance of Penrod and Elfrida, and in a great man-swarm gaggle of Arcadian underachievers. They slewed crabwise over the polished floor of that establishment, stoking the jook with legal tender in such a manner that Peggy Lee's fever played 1,474 times. And Elfrida so lost herself in a transcendental evocation of her timeless art, struggling gamely, as it were, up the Olympiad of her sensibility, that she shucked her dodge right on the tavern's terrazzo floor. I responded to this visual phenomenon of unrepentant turpitude by instantly proposing marriage to a random passerby. I didn't want to get into anything heavy. I just wanted to set up light housekeeping in a pup tent in the parking lot until closing time. I'm out there with my borrowed ball peen hammer and my steel tent stakes putting that shelter half up in the asphalt. Some idiot run over my foot with a pickup truck. Emptied out his ashtray in my sleeping bag, tinkled in my campfire. And the woman rejected me. So I had no recourse but to re-enter that scuzzy building, to surmount that frontier stage, and put this show together. I just wanted to tell you the true story so you'd understand where art comes from. studied physics 2.5 years at the University of Florida and never learned how to do anything more than make the Doppler effect on a flat top guitar. Well, sing it with me now. I'm going down to Florida. Do what now? I get some sand in my shoes. Or maybe California, what say now? I get some sand in my shoes. I ride the Orange Blossom Special. Life is full of lessons learned, and the first time I heard this next song was in a little church in the country where we would go on Sundays. There was a circuit riding minister there, and he had arduous work of a Sunday, and he was often late because he had to serve other places and other parishes, and he would come in out of breath and with his sleeves rolled up and go to work. And when we had to wait, we would go inside the church and the lady would sit down in front of the piano. We would hold up our hands and call out the numbers of hymns, and everybody would just sing till he got there. And one Sunday, I discovered a hymn that I liked so much, and also being a slow learner, that I filched the hymnal, carried it out under my coat, worked it up during the week, snuck it back in the following week. Sometime later, admitted my transgression to the preacher. And he said, well, if you had asked me before you had done it, might have been all right, probably wasn't all right in the eyes of the Almighty to do exactly what you did, but it was for a good purpose. So since you're telling me about it, I'll say yes, all of which proves that it's easier to get forgiveness than it is to get permission. So this is the hymn. And we're going to get some help on this. And I expect that by the time we've gotten halfway through the first chorus, maybe the rest of you can sing with us. Somebody bring a microphone out here for these young ladies. Here we go. Let's see if this isn't the prettiest thing that ever got stolen out of a Methodist church.
The trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, and the seed of earth shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the yonder, I'll be there, all right, ladies. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection shed, and the seed of earth shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 everybody sing it now. And when the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start welcoming people up here to close the festival out. I see Sonny standing back there. Why don't you spread the word? Here's Dennis. Come on out, and we're going to sing a song which is a testimonial to the state of Florida and a glory, an ornament of the Florida Folk Festival. We've got some other people back there. Here they come. They're yelling for them. And you can help us with this too. Here's Don Grooms, ladies and gentlemen. Don, would you like to start us off on this fine song?
I would love to start us off on this fine song.
In the People's Key.
It was in the late 20s that there came great flood. It drowned 4,000 graves was the mud. There was nothing could withstand that great tidal wave. Now the ghosts of the vanished still cry from their grave. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls.
Here we go. Lord, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. The Seminole left me in haste and with speed. The wise words of warning were given no heed. When the waters receded, great God would aside. Men, women, and children lay dark as the night.
Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee. Oh, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls.
Mary Ann.
Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. Of Lake Okeechobee.